Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 95 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about a very interesting experience that I had recently. I had been invited to be the judge, the jurist, for the 2012 San Francisco International Photography Competition and Exhibition, sponsored by Gallery Fotografica. I was really, really honored to be asked to be the jury for this, the judge for this particular contest. And I thought it might be interesting to talk a little bit about the experience of judging this contest, both from the point of view of being a juror, and then also possibly over the next few podcasts to share some of the work from the exhibition, both some of the work that that won prizes and also some of the ones that are in the exhibition. So one of the things that I think is worth sort of just noting is that my job as the juror was to choose 40 photographs for an exhibition to be held at the Michelle O'Connor Gallery in San Francisco, which will open March 3rd and run through most of the month of March till March 24th. And what was really interesting about choosing 40 photographs was that I was choosing 40 photographs out of 1,755 photographs. 1,755 photographs had to be narrowed down to 40 images. Now, that in and of itself is a daunting task, and I know that in previous episodes of Camera Position, I've talked a lot about editing, but most of the time I've been editing my own work, but editing the work of countless other photographers was a tremendous challenge, a really interesting challenge, and one that I really, really enjoyed, even though it was extraordinarily difficult in some, in many, many respects. So I thought it might be instructive just from the point of view of many of all of us, including me, who enter photo contests, some of us getting in and some of us not getting in. As I often tell my students at my day job at the College of DuPage, teaching photography, first of all, there, if you do not enter the contest, there is a 100% chance you will not win. I also tell them that if I had a nickel for, or a dime or a dollar for every photo contest that I have not gotten into, I'd be a wealthy man. And of course, I have had some great successes, and I have had some where I have not matched up with the jurors' expectations. So let's first talk about that, the jurors' expectations. Now, my supposition is that at least a few of the people who entered this competition knew at least a little bit about me as a teacher of photography, or perhaps me as a photographer, and had some sense of what my sensibilities were in photography. That would be my supposition, because I rarely enter a contest where I think that, wow, that juror, their taste is not really my taste in photography. It is unlikely that they will see my work rise to the top. Who the juror is pretty important. So my particular spin on photography, my particular interests in photography certainly factor in. The other thing that was interesting was that out of the 1,755 photographs, as I went through them and culled out the group of images, the thing that was probably the most interesting was that the first 500 or so photographs that I eliminated from the competition were pretty easy to eliminate. Now, why were they easy to eliminate? Not because they were bad photographs. In fact, there were very few photographs that were entered into the competition that were truly not good. But the first ones that sort of bit the dust and went out the door were the ones that were pictures that I'd seen before. Pictures that I'd seen before, not because I'd seen that photographer's work before, and of course this was all done anonymously. I had no idea who any of the photographers were, but they were pictures of subjects that I'd seen before, or the idea of the photograph was cliché, and the notion of the way in which the photographer had gone about that work of making a photograph of something that is a common subject wasn't a particularly interesting way of seeing it. The exception to that, the ones that didn't go away in the first round of going through images, really were those pictures that perhaps were photographs I'd seen before or subjects that I'd seen before that were cliched subjects, but the big difference was they were seen in a unique way. They were seen in some way that had never been seen before, at least by me, or were in an incredibly beautiful light or some combination of that. And then as I continued to whittle down this giant stack of photographs into a smaller and smaller stack, one thing that was really interesting came to the fore. And it's really interesting to me because it certainly sort of plays to some of the ideas that I've talked about in camera position before. And one of those things was that the photographers whose work tended to float toward the top of my stack, the ones that continued to come back after I would eliminate groups and groups of pictures, the ones that were not eliminated, many of them were often from the same photographer. Now, of course, I didn't know who the photographers were. They were only identified by numbers. So I did know that, you know, number 6976 had three photographs left in the group. But you could also tell by style. You could tell by the way in which the photographers submitted work that was similar, one picture to the next, not in terms of subject necessarily, but in terms of their approach to subject. And it was clear to me that many of these photographs had come from a body of work, something we've talked about a lot on camera position. The idea that they had come from a group of pictures that had a common idea, a common theme, a common notion of what it was that they were about. So that was really interesting. And then the other interesting thing was that by the time I got down to maybe about 500 or 600 photographs left, they were all great. They were all really, really good photographs. And this was really the heartbreaking part of being the jurist for this this exhibition. And that was that it was extremely difficult to get rid of that last 550 or 560 photographs in order to get down to the last 40. And what I ended up doing was creating groupings of photographs in my head, sort of the same way we might make a collection in Lightroom or an album in Aperture or one of those other applications where we might group together images that have some similar notion. That what I began to do was think in my head about photographs that would look good together in an exhibition. And with the proviso from David Garrick, the organizer of the exhibition, that what I was to do was to select no more than one photograph from every photographer, it was a rather interesting task to try and come up with a 40-photograph exhibition that looked great together. That was a really interesting job to try and pursue and figure out how to make these photographs look right together. And ultimately, that was the way that I was able to get that last, maybe 150 or 200 photographs down to 40, was to just make those hard decisions about the way photographs fit together and the way they would look together. Now, the thing that was really instructive to me as a photographer was that I was having to make hard decisions that I had no emotional investment in. These were pictures that were not my pictures. They were pictures that were someone else's pictures. And while it pained me to get rid of some really terrific and beautiful photographs, and any of you who were out there who entered this competition, you were in great company. This was a really amazing group of photographers who submitted work to this exhibition. But making those hard choices when editing, pictures that did similar things, I would have to figure out which one was the one that did it the best, and then delete the one that didn't work quite as well. It was a very daunting and very interesting task to do, and I think from an instructive point of view in terms of what we would do with our own photographs, what I do with my photographs and what you do with your photographs, making those hard decisions between photographs that work well and photographs that don't work quite as well. So over the next few podcasts, what I'll do is share some of the prize-winning photographs with you and tell you a little bit about those photographers and my feelings about those pictures. And we'll also take a look at some of the other photographs that made it into the competition, because I think there are some amazing photographers who are represented in this exhibition. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see the show if you are in the Bay Area in early to late March. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. We'll see you next time.